Maybe you've noticed a new microchip on your debit card or your credit card. It's all about security. Credit and debit cards with chips in them do better at protecting your private information than traditional cards. The chip generates a one-time code for each transaction. That unique code lets the merchant make the sale, but the thieves can't use it to make fake cards. The chip cards are standard overseas, and now the U.S. is adopting the new technology. To learn more, go to stcumoney.org.
Welcome to Ministry Connections with your host, Anthony Carollo. Here, we create focused discussions with Spokane area Christian ministries doing essential work in our communities. It's where we love to share the work God is doing in our area.
Welcome to Ministry Connections radio show. This is Anthony Carollo, your host, the director of the Greater Spokane Association of Evangelicals. And I am thrilled to have in front of me today and with us, Kevin Finch, the founder and director of Big Table, a ministry here in Spokane.
Hi, Anthony.
And Chris Dietz, one of their care coordinators at Big Table. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's start with Kevin. We're going to put you on the hot seat. Tell us a little bit about, first tell us about Big Table, what it is.
Okay.
And then tell me kind of the impetus or the catalyst behind what started Big Table.
It's been funny to try to get people to understand what Big Table is because it's a little out of the box in terms of what a typical ministry looks like.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe the way to start is imagine the last time you were in a coffee shop, in a drive-through line at a fast food place, in a restaurant, at a hotel. Hopefully, that probably took place within the last couple days.
Yep.
And think about the person that served you or served you, and then think back to that conversation. The chances are you're not thinking that that's probably a person in need. They've obviously got a job. They've probably got a smile on their face.
Right.
But years of working as a restaurant critic in the area, I got to see behind the curtain of the folks that work in the restaurant and hospitality industry. And discovered that right in the middle of everything else going on is one of the highest need populations in the country.
Wow, really?
They all work in one place. But because their jobs require them to have a smile on their face, because they have a job in the first place, no one thinks of the level of need that's hidden behind that smile. Big Table was designed to create community for those folks and find ways that make sense for them to provide support, mentoring, coaching, so that they can end up in a different place than they were, where they'd end up otherwise.
And this is a Christian ministry, right?
It is.
So tell me what that looks like. I mean, is it a session? Is it a meeting? Is it a
well?
What does that look like practically?
Well, speaking? I should and go back to this. Where the idea came from was while I was serving as a restaurant critic. So no one knew that my daytime job during that period of time was that I was a pastor in a local congregation. Everyone in the industry knew me as the guy who was writing about food, the restaurant critic, the food writer. They loved having conversations with me in that title.
Sure.
When they found out, though, that I was a pastor, I could end a conversation in about 30 seconds. No one in the industry wanted to talk to me. And I got to the point that it happened so many times that I just go, why is it that the conversation ends so abruptly every time I mention I'm a pastor? And I went to a friend who was a server herself and a student up at Whitworth at the time and said, Annie, why is it that any time I mention I'm a Christian or a pastor, no one in the restaurant and hospitality industry will talk to me? And she's a Christian herself.
Yeah.
But she said instantly, without any hesitation, oh, that's easy. As a server, I hate Christians. I hate Christians. They're the most demanding customers that ever walk into the restaurant, the stingiest tippers that ever sit at my tables. And they take the tables for too long, often to study the Bible. I hate Christians. We beg not to work on Sunday. It's the worst shift of the week.
That is fascinating, really. That is amazing.
So for me, hearing that, it was like, okay, that now makes sense why anytime I mention I'm a pastor, no one in this industry wants to talk to me. That didn't replace the amount of need that I had seen by that point, which is this one industry has the highest concentration of drug and alcohol abuse of any industry in the nation. It's got massive divorce rates. It's got very little safety net, incredibly high levels of stress. And it ends up being the one of the benefits of the industry is there's no barriers to entry. If you're willing to work, you can get a job.
Right.
What that means, though, is that all of the most vulnerable populations in our culture end up collecting in this one place.
Yeah.
So you've got single parents who need the flexibility to trade out shifts to take care of their kids.
Sure.
You've got new immigrants who can't speak English, so they can get a job in the back of a house. You've got minorities who might not be able to get jobs in other places. You've got at-risk teens who never finished high school but can cut carrots or
right.
do dishes. And I never would have guessed this until we started poking around, massive numbers of ex-felons who are trying to turn their lives around but are unable to get any other job because they can't pass background checks.
Right.
They won't even get that first interview to say, hey, look, I've changed.
Yeah.
So they end up working these minimum wage, tough jobs. When you put all of those populations together in one place, it's no wonder that this would be such a huge kind of collection of need that's invisible
wow.
because they have smiles on their faces.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So so let's go back to my last question.
Sure, that I didn't answer.
Yeah, which was, what does that look like practically speaking?
What does that look like? Well, and that's and with that background, I can say, so it doesn't look like anything you would expect of a typical Christian ministry in a lot of ways.
I bet.
We create community around food, which is a logical place, not just for this one industry, but it's obviously a key for folks that work in restaurants and hospitality. They would, but that's a safe place to gather.
Yeah.
But for anybody, people know what to do at a table. You sit down,
yep.
you have a conversation, you eat some food.
Yep.
That has become a place where we build community. So four times a year, we have incredibly amazing dinners cooked by top local chefs that are 6, 7, 8 courses for 48 folks that work in the restaurant and hospitality industry. We just feed them a meal. Hopefully, it'll be one of the best meals of their life. No charge, no strings attached.
48 times a year.
Yep.
The 48 is different every time. So
different
you're
people,
serving 100 and whatever that is, 130, 140 people.
It ends up, what is that? Ends up almost being 200 people.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would. Sorry, bad math.
That begins, that begins the relationship with those folks. Because
yeah.
the goal for us is to find a way to create a relationship with them because we found that real change takes place in lives through relationships, not through programs. That's
right.
our kind of mantra. And so if we can build trust over a meal, that turns into opportunities to care for both the people that are at that meal and the folks that they are in connection to in the industry. So at the end of the meal, we will say, who do you know that's hurting that we could care for? And we'll get referrals from those at the table. That's the way it started. It turns out now we get referrals on any given day.
Right.
Text messages, Facebook
I bet.
Posts, requests by email, phone calls, running into someone in a restaurant or a hotel. They say, hey, here's someone in need. Our model is all referral-based, so you can't self-refer. You can't say, I
sure.
need help. And what that's allowed us to do is to immediately step in without kind of a set of fill out these forms or do this. Because we've already got an external referral from someone that says, this is a real need, someone's really hurting, we can step in the way a natural relationship would start and say, we hear you're in trouble. Is there a way we could help?
So tell me how, I mean, tell me in what ways do you help beyond just...
I'm going to
beyond just
right.
you know feeding them at that
right.
big event.
Right.
That boils down to something practical
so I'm
day to day.
This is perfect a perfect way to pass the ball to Chris here.
He's one of our over here.
I see a segue.
One of our care coordinators.
Segue coming.
Yeah.
Care for us really I mean it ranges from person to person.
Sure.
But for examples, we help with sometimes a lot of utility bills, maybe it's rent for a month. Maybe their car's broken down in some capacity, so just to get to and from work is a struggle.
Yeah.
But maybe also it's other side. Maybe it's some counseling. Maybe there's an addiction issue there, and so we're connecting them with to make sure they have insurance, and then maybe getting into some recovery places as well. So you kind of name the need. We'll kind of do our best within reason to connect with some of our care partners and things to meet that need.
So do you, so if I refer, Chris, I'm talking to you,
right,
and I refer you a guy named Jeff that I know that's in need. Do you invite him to the big dinner, or do you call him up and
I'll call up Jeff. It's kind of interesting because I'm doing cold calls to care. So I'm calling some people and say, hey, I hear that maybe you're struggling with this, but let's actually do something about that. Let's actually change that. So Jeff might end up at a dinner down the road, but usually my first conversation is by phone, and then hopefully to set up a cup of coffee, set up maybe to sit down and have a cup of coffee or have lunch, to really start to see what's going on, and to see if we can maybe do something about it.
Wow. So give me, Chris, can you give me some real life examples of situations where you guys stepped in and really made a difference in somebody's life? I love real life examples.
Sure. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a girl who's in the process right now of, thankfully to one of our care partners, getting about $5,000 worth of braces and dental work done.
Wow.
Let's see here. There's somebody's car window I'm in the process of helping get replaced right now. Helping get furniture through a local furniture bank for somebody who's been homeless for the past year. We were able to help get him into an apartment, but that means he was still sleeping on the floor. He had a roof over his head, but he was sleeping on the floor. So we're working on trying to outfit a house a little bit. So
legal aid for someone who just immediate crisis.
Yeah, right. That's right. So so that was you are taking the time to reflect Jesus in the life of that person, right? I mean, Jesus fed the hungry.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the sense of most nonprofits that I've had the privilege of getting to work with over the years as a pastor.
Yeah.
Focus on a specific need. We've said we want to. Our call is to focus on a specific group of people. So we end up meeting all kinds of different needs as a way to begin a relationship with them. Because in each of the cases that Chris mentioned, the goal isn't, okay, we've checked that off. We've fixed that car window. We've paid rent. We've paid utilities.
Right.
That begins an ongoing relationship where we check back with them. And because often whatever that need is just the presenting problem. It's not the underlying brokenness or pain that they're living with that has caused damage over the years.
Good. Well, we'll be right back with Kevin Finch and Chris Dietz from Big Table. Thank you for joining us today.
Congratulations! You found where Spokane Talks online. Tell your friends.
Some of our local veterans are at risk, and they deserve our support.
Hello, my name is Michael Shaw, and I'm the Executive Director of the Guardians Foundation. Our Housing First program has housed hundreds of local homeless veterans and provides a safe, nurturing environment. But right now, your support is critical. Please text at 8888 or visit us online at theguardiansfoundation.org. Thank you very much.
The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at nostalgiamagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine, ageless stories, ageless photos.
We are kids of all ages, learning about teamwork and friendship. The triumphs we experience aren't just about the final score. Rather than wins and losses, we learn, grow, and thrive. And when we play together and support each other, we become healthy, happy, and strong. Join YMCA Youth Sports and become part of something greater than a team. Call 777-YMCA today.
Welcome back to Ministry Connections. This is Anthony Carollo, again, your host with Kevin Finch and Chris Dietz from Big Table. So, Kevin, we were just talking about reflecting the life of Christ into the lives, not reflecting the life of Christ, reflecting Christ into the lives of the folks you serve. Tell us how that looks. I mean, how does God show up in those moments of care?
When I was a kid, I remember going to a camp where they told us that, you know, you can turn any encounter or any conversation into a witnessing encounter, and it was very formulaic. Here's the sentence you use to turn a conversation about cars into a conversation about Jesus.
Right.
And I remember thinking at the end of that, like, this just, I would never voice this on any of my friends.
Right, right.
So in some ways, the delight of what we get to do is ask a lot of questions. And from my kind of faith perspective, coming out of the Reformed tradition in the church, I love the idea of God arriving first, that the Holy Spirit's already at work in people's lives.
Yeah.
And my job is to pay attention to that. So rather than awkwardly twist the conversation to get to a certain point,
right,
go into the conversation expectant, saying, God, what are you doing in this person's life? Whether they're aware of it or not, what's up?
Yep.
And what we found with Big Table is that that so often when you truly care without any strings attached, when they realize you care about them as a person and you're excited to know them as a person, almost immediately questions start to bubble up of why is that?
Yeah.
Because this isn't normal.
Right.
What's your angle?
Right.
Where's the bait and switch?
And in one instance, just one story, we were called up by the owner of a restaurant who said, I've got a bartender whose car, a single mom, her car doesn't have reverse, and the top is broken. It doesn't go up. So she's driving a convertible around with three little kids. Rains, it turns into a bathtub. Can't park anywhere where she has to reverse it, or she'll be pushing the car back. Can you guys help her with the car? At that point, Big Table was fairly young. We're like, never done that before. What are we going to do with this? But the answer we've tried to always give is, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And literally 2 days later, I get a phone call from Seattle. Someone saying, hey, I've got a car that I'd like to donate. Any chance that Big Table could use one?
No kidding.
So within a week, I've flown over to Seattle, driven this car back, and we were able to show up at this single mom's home with a new car, a new used car for her.
Wow.
And the give her the car, hand over the title, and Jill, who was with me, who works as part of the Big Table team, told her in passing, you know, as she's crying.
Right, I'm sure she's bawling.
You know, I think you need. I think you should know that this is not just a gift from us; it's a gift from God. And quite frankly, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But that was exactly the right thing to say to her. Turns out, in her life, she was an angry atheist at that point. Her grandfather had grown up in the church, in a very fundamentalist setting, and because she was born out of wedlock, her mom wasn't married when she was born. She was considered a bastard and was not welcome in the house.
Wow.
So the person most connected to faith in her life
had rejected her.
Had rejected her. So she in turn rejected God.
Wow.
Now fast forward all these years to a woman who's standing there giving her a car and saying, you know, I think this is a gift from God. She starts to cry and say, you know, I think that might be true. That became the beginning of a conversation in her life over the course of 2 to 3 years, where she came to faith.
Wow.
And what's so fun with Big Table, it's not fast.
Right.
Most of these stories have multiple chapters.
Sure they would.
The first one is showing up with a car or showing up to help someone with legal assistance or something that Chris does, sitting down for a cup of coffee. It may be 6 months later, it may be a year later that chapter two happens and some conversation. But because it's not us, it's God at work.
Amen.
We just get to be on this wonderful journey with folks.
Yeah, and you get to just do it in His time and be patient and wait.
Yeah, amen. And if they say, quite frankly, if they say, I have no interest in faith, all right,
yep.
How can we care?
We're here to help you anyway.
And if people really believe that, then they actually, that often changes the question entirely. Someone that Chris and I were working with just yesterday, 6 months ago, his first comment to me was, if this has anything to do with Christianity, I want no part of it. Yesterday, he was asking us to pray for him.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
So
that is amazing. Chris, can you tell us, you guys have a little program called Unexpected 20.
Correct.
Let's talk about that.
So very simply put, and I'll go a little more detail after this, Unexpected 20s are just a simple envelope that we have. You can get our template online.
Okay.
And it's, you put a $20 bill in it, and it's leaving it on top of maybe your tip that you're already leaving. So maybe you're in conversation with your server at this restaurant. You can tell she or he is having a rough day.
Yeah.
And as you're leaving, you just leave this as something extra. Or maybe you're in conversation with them and you're saying, hey, is there somebody in the back that needs a little help today? Could you give this to them? So this is just a simple way to be engaging this community differently, to change your mindset a little bit, to maybe looking to say, who could use this little extra something today? Who could use this little gift? And the envelope's super simple. It says a gift for you, no strings attached. So
that's
really
awesome.
Going back to what we try to do in terms of care,
that's
is
awesome.
No strings attached.
I have to say I'm amazed. Years ago, I had a friend offer to pray for our server. You know, is there anything we can pray for you about? And certainly she gave us a prayer request. But I have had encountered servers that are going through. I mean, they just found out they had cancer and they're struggling with that issue. I mean, it's just mind-blowing the way God can pave the way, prepare the way for him to work and use us to work.
Yeah.
So let's talk about volunteer opportunities or volunteer opportunities within Big Table. What's that look like? I'm assuming you need volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. We love volunteers. One of the things that I've tried to do, and this comes from some of my history in the church, is that when often we would talk with nonprofits who were outside the church, that we'd say, how can we help? And they'd say, well, you can give us money.
Right.
And certainly any nonprofit probably needs that.
Yeah.
But I was always frustrated by the lack of just simple ways for people to engage.
Yeah.
So the Unexpected 20s that Chris mentioned, we've come up with a number of really simple ways, even a brochure that says how to care while eating and sleeping, that you can get from us that's got very little to do with Big Table, but has everything to do with you caring for the folks that you run into every day in coffee shops, in fast food restaurants, in a hotel. You can do all of that without having any connection to Big Table. I think that if you start to do that, you're going to want to be more involved in Big Table, and you may want to volunteer at a dinner to serve, or you may want to connect with this in other ways and end up being a mentor or a coach for someone who's in that process saying, I need to be in a different place in my life. We've developed this pretty remarkable coaching program for folks that have a little bit of time and be willing to meet with someone, have a cup of coffee every couple of weeks.
And those programs and those applications are available online at big-table.com?
Yep, big-table.com.
Good. And we're assuming that you welcome donations.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as believers, certainly God wants control over our checkbook, but he also wants control over our time. I've grown so much more as a believer when I volunteer and serve.
Yeah.
Because God works in those moments in tangible ways that you can see.
Yeah. It's been funny that one of my favorite comments from folks is, you have totally screwed me up. I now have to tip more when I go out. Oh, man, it just ticks me off that I see these people as people rather than as just servants for my dining pleasure or my lodging flavor.
Yep. All three of my oldest kids, we have four kids, and all three of the oldest worked at Baskin-Robbins scooping ice cream.
Yep.
And my wife cannot go in and out of a Baskin-Robbins ice cream place without leaving a $5 tip. At least. I mean, she just, you know, they have a little tip jar with quarters in it and maybe a $1 bill, and she's dropping in a $5.
Right.
And she just has a heart and a passion for those kids.
Which is interesting. What I've found is, if going back to the comment that Annie made about the folks who are the stingiest tippers that ever walk into the restaurants are Christians. The most generous tippers are folks who are in the industry, often who don't have very much.
Yep, that's right.
Because they know
what's
really going
They've
on.
Been through it.
Just like your wife leaving $5 at Baskin and Robbins.
Yep, they've been through it. when we used to, I used to work with the food drive for Second Harvest with the realtors, and when we'd go door knocking, sometimes the wealthiest neighborhoods would give the least amount of food, and the poorest homes that you'd knock on the door, they'd come out with a couple bags of food because they knew what it was like to be hungry.
I got some here. I can share.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So any last thoughts? We have about a minute and a half. Anything else you guys want to leave us with?
Chris, why are you doing what you're doing?
Why? All God's call, I would say.
Yeah.
And some of it is knowing the industry, just in my background, cooking for a living for a good chunk of years before coming on with Big Table. So seeing that, but truly have known Kevin for a good chunk of time. And through those years, interacting on different levels. And then it just kind of became clear that we were supposed to jump on board together in the midst of this, or for me to jump on board with him and really start to care and to help meet those needs that I was seeing for years but knew how to do nothing about.
Right. Isn't it amazing when God calls you? First, when you ask, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then he calls you and he just makes it abundantly clear. So God bless you guys for doing that, for answering the call. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're changing Spokane and expanding into Seattle, I think.
We are launched in Seattle. And
Good. Well, remember, you can donate at big-table.com. Also find the volunteer opportunities there. Thank you for joining us at Ministry Connections today. This is your host, Anthony Carollo, signing off. We'll welcome you next time.
Ministry Connections is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.